Hey guys, this is Kurt Sahlquist with the Fit Life Podcast, connecting a clear path between the media and science to empower our listeners to live our fit life. Thank you to our show sponsor, CoreFit Inc., a gym, a community, a place for inspiration. CoreFit offers personal training, group classes, and sustainable fitness for life. Most of all, they specialize in adapting fitness and nutrition programs to help the average person get started. They have an awesome program coming up called the 12 Weeks Out Program. This is here to help you create the roadmap to building the habits needed to be successful at your goals. The 12 Weeks Out program is going to be starting this New Year's. So it even starts before that. We want to get the ball rolling, get you guys educated and fired up about your goals, and then get you into the environment that's going to help you stay motivated and accountable and push past those obstacles that might have stopped you in the past. For more information about our 12 Weeks Out program, check out corefitinc.com and send us a message, and we will get you all the information you need to get started or learn more about that. Our other show sponsor is the Ultimate Fitness Run. The Ultimate Fitness Run is an obstacle course race on Mount Spokane in Spokane, Washington. We've got an open division, a competitive division, and a kids division. It's perfect for all abilities. The open gives you a chance to scale obstacles and basically make sure that you're able to go out there and just have a great day and experience what obstacle course racing is all about. The competitive division is exactly that. We're going to test your fitness levels. New to this year, the competitive division is actually a doubleheader. You're gonna go out and run a 5+ mile race, come back, a little bit of rest and recovery, and then you're going back out there for a 1+ mile sprint race that's gonna be higher intensity, greater demand in obstacles, and really push yourself to find out if you are the ultimate fitness run athlete that you're training to be. So that's going down June 15th. For more information, you can go to theultimatefitnessrun.com. Let's get started with today's show. We've got Marcella coming to the podcast. She brought a whole new perspective to CoreFit when she came here. She was born and raised in Brazil, and she's been all over the United States in learning the best ways to help people grow and be their fittest self. So let's jump right into this podcast and get a little background on Marcella. And then we've got some great tips if you guys listen through this podcast on how you can implement and live your fittest life. Let's go. All right. Welcome to the show, Marcella. Excited to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here and listening to whatever I have to say.
So you are, new to us, kind of, you've only been in our town for about a year now, right? Coming up on a year.
Yes.
Prior to here, I think people don't know, or they might get an idea maybe by your accent a little bit, that you're not from here, right?
No, so, I'm not from here.
Tell us, so you're from Brazil, right?
I'm originally from Brazil, yeah, but before moving to Spokane, I was living in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, and before that, I moved to America first time, 2014. I went to school, I went to Philly at Temple University, did a year of school, I had a scholarship, so this is how kind of everything started. That's my story, like coming to America.
Gosh, I imagine, I don't know if Brazil is all like this, but I imagine Brazil being hot, and then Florida being hot, and then,
yeah,
now you're here. What's that like?
Yeah, so, because I've lived in Philly before, I'm kind of used to the winter. I went through all the winter and short days, but I'm still a struggle for me. It's not a natural, I miss the sunlight, I miss that,
yeah,
the warm weather for sure.
That's definitely hard for, I think, all of us to deal with. And something so important, keeping that vitamin D level up.
Yeah,
right?
This time of the year, it's needed.
Yeah. So if you are, trying to get that sun during those warmer months, but then during these winter months, I always want to remind people to supplement that vitamin D this time of year.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So when you were in Brazil, what was Brazil like?
So I'm from my city, it's called Anápolis, the one in Maryland, which is one N, and it's near the capital, Brasilia, so right in the middle, far from the beach, I gotta fly, but yeah, I was born there, I grew up there, my family is from the country, cities in São Paulo, state of São Paulo, so always travel there on vacations, things like that. So, yeah.
How's life different in Brazil? Or is it the same?
No, it's not the same. The sense of, like, feeling safe, you know, like, over there, you're always kind of watching where you're at, if you're driving with your windows not open. Like, my city's all right. My city's fine. It's not a big city, but the capital, which is Goiânia, the capital of my state, and big cities, like, you know, Rio and São Paulo, major capitals, you gotta watch, like, every step. So at night, there's no way you're gonna drive with your windows open, even if it's hot, just turn your AC in the car. It's just, like, the sense of safety and things like that. What else? Food, lifestyle in that sense. Here, it's not harder, it's just the lifestyle is a little different. So we end up, like, eating more crap. Over there, it's just natural. We have 2 hours break for lunch, so it depends where you live. You can drive home, cook your meals, you know, make your own things. Or we just grow up cooking at home. Your mom, grandmother. So just here, that's a little bit different for me.
Yeah, that's, you know, such a fast-paced life, and I know you kind of commented about that. Like, I mean, that's a plus and a negative in itself about here versus there, right?
Yeah. There's the safety part of it. I know we have neighborhoods that we're not going to go at night, even here. That's every city. We have that. But you don't like constantly driving around, you know, worried. Here, I'm fine. I don't worry about leaving my bag inside my car. Nobody's going to break the window, you know, take my stuff. And also the routine, the food routine. Meal prepping, everything, or buying fresh or buying... packed stuff here is so common, and that's a little bit of the difference I feel.
Did you ever know anybody or see anything like go down in Brazil when you were there, like friends disappearing or anything like that? Or
no, nothing major, but someone just can walk, you don't know, if you're walking down the street at night and just have a gun, hey, just keep your phone, that's it. Like, yeah. Simply like that, someone just... Or someone, I remember I was working at the studio in Brazil, and some of the members, they were living around, so they would like just walk to the gym 5 a.m, which is, it's dark, it's in the winter, it's like shorter, but not as here, that's for sure. But just walking to the gym, and they would like run, start running, like, Marcela, like, open the door, because there's someone following me. So 5 a.m, just, you cannot even literally walk, I don't know, a block without being worried or without, you know, just being concerned about it. And so we were raised like, pay attention, just to keep your stuff together, you know, like your bed,
yeah,
things like that. But I mean, my city again is not a major thing, but I've never had any friends you know, being, I don't know, kidnapped or something like that.
That is kind of something you can use, though, right? Like, when you're training and you're tired and you got to push through that last part of the workout.
Yeah.
Imagine that person's behind you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Use that as a tool.
Yeah, but it was, like, in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah.
The client, I don't remember if it was she or he, you know, did not warm up for that. Just the adrenaline kicks in. And
oh, yeah.
It's just crazy.
Another reason why, you know, being fit pays off,
be,
right?
For sure,
you gotta,
yeah,
be able to outrun that.
Yeah, that's a plus for your safety, like, overall health. And if you really need to run, if you really need to keep up with the pace or respond, you know, physically push someone away from you or something like that. Yeah, that's true.
So is that a part of the reason why you wanted to live in the United States now?
No. So back in 2014, I went through, a year before, I started doing the, I just applied for this program in Brazil. So the government was sending students abroad to know about technology, science, and then they come back to Brazil, bring all this knowledge so they can apply in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So the government paid everything, paid for housing, food, even like just give you some money for you to kind of leave, you know, nothing crazy, but give you some money to help you.
Yeah.
and pay for the school, paid everything. So I had like 100% scholarship and everything.
Yeah.
100% money and everything paid. So I applied and I was going through the whole process being, you know, approved, like, all right, this thing's working. And so the idea was first to send engineer major, like students abroad. So that was the main idea, science and technology. But then they opened for a health field kind of major. So I was included medicine, dentistry, all the health areas, mm-hmm. physical therapy. So that's how I can do this. I knew I can do it. All right, so I went to Philly. It was awesome. It was really good experience. College over here is way better in some sense because it's so expensive. So the school is good, the professors. In Brazil, you have public school, so you don't have to pay, which has really, really good professors. Not the physical structure of the school. College, it looks bad. Like the structure of the classroom is just bad. But the professor is really good. It's really hard to get into a public school because everybody wants to try it, and so the exam is really hard. And over here, that's a good part. I mean, you pay for it, but you get what you pay for. So you get a really good professors, and everybody, because they're paying so much money, they study hard. They go hard for it. So there's no joke around. Professors are on time. They finish the class on time. And it was a really good experience for me. And then, so I did from 2014 to 15, and then I moved to Texas for an internship with cerebral palsy and paraplegic, all this motor problems, nothing mental, but it was really nice, all the experience that I had. So this is how the idea I had living here. I was struggling, I had no car, I had no money, I was a student, full-time student, older than everybody else because I quit my previous major in Brazil and just decided not to do it, not to follow that. So I started over again, so I was older, and then struggling, literally struggling with life. I mean, nothing yeah. comfortable, yeah. but I liked it. I liked to be out of my comfort zone. That made me grow so much.
And you probably didn't. You went to these areas not knowing anybody?
Oh, no. There were others like Brazilian students for sure. Mm. But in my major, I was the only Brazilian student, which is awesome. I had to speak English 100% of the time. So engineer students, they're a bunch. So they're all like grouped together, speaking Portuguese, doing all the assessments, all the studying for exams together.
Yeah.
For sure, it's obvious you're going to speak in your native language. So
yeah.
They're going to speak in Portuguese. So for me, I'm thankful that I had no one else in my class. So group study, was studying with my classmates and 100% of the time in English. So that was the struggle. Having no comfort, no family, nothing. And I liked it. I liked to be challenged by life. And then I like that. I like to travel. I went to different states, I visited a bunch of friends they have around, and I got lost in some cities, my phone broke, I had no GPS, nothing to figure out how to go back to a hostel. I could not even afford a hotel, so I had to spend the least amount of money that I could. I just liked it to being lost, literally feeling lost and having to figure it out. So I always figured it out life. So I went back to Brazil. I felt really depressed. College like sucks. The professors, they make jokes all the time. The students, they don't give no value for that. They take that for granted and they don't know what is good, what is
yeah.
a really good education means. And it's just, I just kept doing my thing. Like, I want to leave. I knew that I wanna leave that country like again.
Yeah.
And I saw so much in my life, like I know there's so much out there to see. A different country, a different culture, or even if I go, I meet people from Saudi Arabia, from China, from all over the world. So that's so cool. I love the cultural mix and learning. And I know that my accent is not so bad. So I'm not that bad. I have this forever. I'm going to always have, but it's not that bad. And then I just liked it and I knew it. I just finished school in Brazil. I had this friend living in Florida. And he was, Marcela, I need you here. I need someone with a degree. People here just had this 6-month course, personal training thing. They don't go over like all the exercise physiology, you know? They don't know all the details about it. They can learn for sure. They can study and go deeper into that. But they don't know like how to treat an injury, how to approach, you know, someone that is old and have this pain over here and pain over there, things like that. So, all right, I just kept this in my mind. I was in this relationship, so I just finished this relationship, and a month later, he called me or he texted me on my phone, and I'm like, hey, Marcela, I'm still like with this idea. Like, if you want to come, just come, I'll help you out. Like, all right, I'm going. I have nothing here, like, my country is my country. My family's here. If nothing works out, guess what? I come back. I always have Brazil. I always have mom and dad or my family or, you know, my city, my house. That's comfortable. Like that. That's easy. This is routine. I do that with my eyes closed every day. I want something else. So I just decided and I went to Florida last year, July last year. I moved to Florida. And then I visit this gym that I had some contact with, and the guy offered me a class, and then next week, 3 more classes, and then I started like visiting some CrossFit gyms. I have my CrossFit level 1. Say, hey, I'm a coach, can I try a class here? I don't know if you guys need a coach or something, just trying out some gyms, you know, getting to know people, I need that networking. And then how everything started. Yeah, we need a coach. All right, awesome. And then this coach that was coaching, he left. So I added more classes. So I got to the point that I had per day, let's say 10 classes.
Wow.
Almost some days, not that much. Some other days I had personal training sessions.
Yeah.
So it was like, at least 3-4 days busy, and one day kind of, I think it was Monday, I just had like 3 classes and that was it. It's kind of easy. So I loved it. I was busy the whole time. And that's the Florida part of it. So I went back in 2017 for my Florida. So I decided really to move to Florida. So that's I never thought that I would back to Brazil. Like, I never thought, like, considering I'm struggling here now.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to make it. I knew.
What drew you to want to know more about the fitness side of it? I mean, I can see why you fell in love with CrossFit, because you clearly liked that challenge, the adversity, mm-hmm. of overcoming, you know, the obstacles in front of you. And definitely CrossFit, I think, teaches that and helps bring that out of people, making people not only physically stronger, but mentally tougher, right?
Yeah, that's...
What was that? What, like, how did you try out a class or like?
No, everything started when I was around 18. I went to the gym, just lifting weights, normal global gym, doing the bodybuilding kind of, you know, 3 sets of 10 reps, leg press, leg extension, mm-hmm. you know, the way you split a normal.
Yeah. I don't know. So it seems like we all start. Yeah.
Yeah. Like everybody started. Right. And then, I always liked it. I always liked it, and I was studying more about that. So I have a degree in advertising. I never really used it because I was inside an office just trying to do those project things and, you know, ads and things like that for clients. And I was so boring. I couldn't wait to the time I was getting to the gym. I just wanted to leave that place. And I just was studying and reading more about that than about my area, my advertising, you know, major. And like, I don't like this. I'm going to go for this. I'm going to change my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. I just quit my job. I was doing an MBA in marketing, just quit everything and start over again. So I was older, like around, I was 24, 25, when I decided to go for, in Brazil, it's physical education, but you can pick going to school, like a PE here, and or work in a gym, because in Brazil you need a degree to work in a gym. So I started over again, and because of that, I had a chance to come to America. So I'm really glad, I'm really thankful that I made that decision, that I made, like, I don't like this. You know, I just kind of faced my dad and my mom. They did not approve that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. They did not like this choice. But, like, I gotta do this. Like, I gotta do that for me. There's some calling. There's something else, you know, from that. I knew it. So, and then I decided I went to school again, and that was like my second year. I applied for this internship, this scholarship program, came to America, and that's how I'm here now in Spokane.
So all your experience, I mean, from Brazil to Florida, Pennsylvania, I know you said you were in San Antonio, I think, for a while too.
Yeah, Texas.
In Spokane. What have you taken out of that? Your experience with training and seeing all these different ways of helping people reach goals, go through those programs. What kind of stuff would you recommend for somebody like wanting to get started with their own fitness training? If they've got, they're right now maybe sitting, thinking about it, right? The new year's coming, like, I really should make that push again. Yeah.
I know.
How does someone start?
I know it's so hard to start. We want that perfect day. We want that perfect outfit. We want the perfect weight. Some people think they have to lose weight to start going to the gym. So maybe they start a crazy diet. But I would suggest people going to a gym that they have a coach. They have someone to watch you. I know global gyms, you pay $40. And then you think you're gonna know what to do with the machines. But no, you don't do that. It's really easy to not maintain that consistency to go every day. So that's why I like gyms that you have a coach. If it's CrossFit, if it's a normal gym that have group classes, once you try that class, you try that for a week, you're already part of a community. You're already part of a class that is gonna welcome you and it makes you feel good. And you're going to see that it's not just you that maybe struggle with the movement, struggle with the conditioning part, with strength. There are more people out there. So you kind of, you know, you just relate to them and like, oh, that's normal. I'm not one and the only person that has no strength or just struggling to maintain that consistency, to go every day to the gym and, you know, fight against that little voice in your head saying not to go or to eat crap food. It's not just you.
Yeah.
So it's good when you have a group that welcomes you and then a coach that is going to scale down that workout for you or literally change the whole workout, teach you basic movements or do some one-on-one sessions until you feel good and comfortable to be part of a group and go from there. So I like group classes. Not just like boot camp, sweaty things. No, CrossFit, like here, CoreFit, some other gyms in town or all over, wherever you're at. You can be part of a group that people that for sure is stronger than you. It's ahead of you in some sense. To, hey, that's normal. You know what? I started like this. Look at my picture 6 months ago. I was that big. So, you know, it's normal, it's a process. It takes time. If you got to that weight that is like 20 pounds more, it took you, 2 years maybe to get to that weight?
Yeah.
Guess what? It's gonna take you probably 2 years to lose all that weight. Maybe less if you're really consistent, if you really have that good mindset. You know, it's a process. It's every day. Embrace that good feeling that exercise brings to you. And I think that's it. Just go to a gym that you have someone to watch you. Someone to, you know, to
make sure
you're kind of literally hold your hand and here, that's how you're supposed to squat. This is that your body's your own machine. forget about machines and gyms. Use your body. If you don't know how to dominate your body, you're not going to do well in machines. They dictate how the angle is supposed to go, how you're supposed to press this. Your body's different. Everybody's body's different. So I like coaching. I like that, you know, eyes on you and watching your form, things like that. So
100%. You know, I mean, it's so important to have someone help you understand that you're doing the right things for what your body needs.
Yeah.
You learn those things right out of the get-go. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes is people think, well, I need to get in shape before I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Or before I go work
I'm gonna start at home.
Or, yeah.
You're not aware. If you're really untrained, you're not aware of your body. You think you're doing right. You have no idea where your body is in the space.
Mm-hmm.
So you lack that proprioception, that, you know, knowing where my hips is going, my knees, my chest is dropping. Like, you don't know. You might get hurt.
Exactly.
And that's you're going to delay that process. You're going to stop.
Yeah.
Because, you
start,
know,
and then it'll be months
just,
or years before you consider starting again.
Look for a trainer for... Just try out some gyms. Always do that. You can work out for a month for free. If you try out gyms around town, feel the vibe. You gotta feel good. You gotta feel that you're not embarrassed. You're gonna feel that it's normal. It's not for everybody.
That's right. And you know, when you walk into these gyms, I think one of the biggest misconceptions out there is that everyone's in shape.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
No.
No, they're just like you.
No.
Yeah, exactly. They're just one step ahead of you. They've already come. They've already walked in. Maybe they've been doing it for a week or a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be people that have been doing it for several years or most of their life, but they're far fewer in between than the people that just want to get started just like you.
Yeah. And when you think about your goal, something achievable. Oh, I'm going to start 5 days a week. I'm going to work out 2 hours a day. No. No. You're doing nothing now. So if you're starting with 2 times a week, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You're going to feel good. If you're going to feel the soreness, it's normal. And then, I can add one more day. Good. I like that class. I like that group. So, you know, I like that coach. I'm going to go because, you know, 5 in the morning or noon, I have that coach. That coach, I really like it. And she or he gives me attention and plays with me and all the members are cool. That's a thing. You got to relate. So it's so important for that.
That's what makes it long-term, right?
So,
reachable
goals, one step at a time. You're gonna polish, you're gonna clean that diet little by little. You're gonna feel the need, just so natural. You're gonna listen to people talking about that and, like, oh, all right, I should do that. Oh, okay, good. I can eat protein, I can eat carbs, I can eat bread. I can, you know, that's nothing crazy about carbs. Just how much you eat and what source of carbs it is, what time of the day. But then you're going to learn. It's just a nice process. Just kind of embrace that one step at a time. Nothing crazy. Doable, reachable goals that you if you can, 2 times a week and then 3 times a week and maybe 4 times a week. And then that's it. Like, you're going to embrace that. Embrace that soreness. I always say that is a healthy pain.
Yeah.
Because
you
you're
earned
moving.
It. You earned it, that soreness.
Yeah, because
think of
you're
it as
moving,
reward.
Yeah.
Change your mindset.
Yeah.
Be around those people that have that mindset already ingrained.
Mindset.
And that makes it your normal.
Yeah.
When you're around those people that are already getting up and coming to the gym on a regular basis, they're a couple steps ahead of you. That's going to help you advance and fast forward
to
being successful at your
own
goals.
That's a really good point. The mindset, and make sure that you're around people with the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
If there's someone saying, no, you don't need that. Oh, no. Here, eat this, or why are you going to the gym? You know what? Just be careful.
Yeah.
It can be your loved one. It can be
your
husband, your wife. That's your health. You invest in your health. So for us coaches and trainers, we deal with health. Once the injury or the disease is installed, then you're going to deal with doctors, with physicians, with physical therapists. They work with disease. They have to handle diseases and injuries and pain. We take care of health. So we're going to take care of your health. So this is an investment. You don't want to pay for pills for diabetes, for blood pressure, for, oh my God, I don't know, all those many diseases related to like chronic diseases.
Yeah.
This is your investment. 100%. Invest in your health. That's it. Just embrace the process.
Yeah. Not only are you keeping those things at bay, but you're building happiness.
Yeah, for sure. So many hormones that released after workout. It feels so good. So guess what? You need another dose. You need another dose. It's like motivation. They say it's like taking a shower. You need it every day.
Yeah.
So you need to kind of put a mindset that, you know, it won't be easy. It won't be easy. Because now you want to challenge you a little more. You got to that first month. You're lifting a little heavier. You're getting like using another heavier kettlebell. You know, for goblet squats, let's say, to squat. Now your goal is to get a barbell and put a barbell and more plates on the barbell with a good form. So that's why the coaches, you need a coach. You need someone to watch you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just my advice to don't overthink. No, maybe you can use a Monday. Monday's the international day of starting everything. January 1st or 2nd again. But just, you know, just start. Just try that gym out. Just ask for a week. Ask for a day. Can I try today? I'm just trying out some gyms in around town. And I'm gonna sure you're gonna fall in love with some gym and some coach that really showed you how to move and feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
And you're gonna see so many people like.
Exactly. That might be a good way to look at it. It's like, you know, everybody needs that. Like, you've probably all experienced in your life, if you think back, a great teacher.
Yeah.
Or maybe a great coach in a sport you played.
Yeah.
And they help to make you passionate about that subject or getting through that class.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same idea of using a coach in the gym to help you achieve this new aspect in your life that you want to make it a normal, right?
Yeah. Use us.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a coach, I'm a trainer, but guess what? I need a coach. If I'm doing some movement that I'm not good at it, I need someone to watch me. So that's, you know, if you need to exercise, again, just come to the gym. Use us to, you know, ask for help. We're here to help. And that's our drive. We like that.
Exactly.
We love doing that.
Your goals motivate us.
Yeah.
Exactly. So 100%.
That's our paycheck when you're, like, happy. You know, when you get better to a movement or you don't feel that pain anymore because now you know how to move or now you can go up to, like, up to stairs and not feel out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're functioning better at home. You can lift heavier at home. You know, handling a grocery store bag. You know how to, you know, just walk with that grocery without stopping the middle of the way and stopping resting because you're out of breath. So
that's why we call this podcast the Fit Life.
Living your fit life,
exactly. No, that was awesome. I think those are some great tips for people. If you've been thinking about it, if you've been wanting to do it, or you've tried to start maybe and you didn't get in that right place. I know I've started programs and other things in my life where I just didn't feel like I fit in with this group or this place where I was at. It's the wrong energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the right place for you. You got to explore that. You got to put yourself out there. CoreFit has a 12 weeks out program, which helps you kind of build the habits, the routines you need to be successful at your goals. That's starting at the end of this year, right at this kickstart of January, something you guys can check out and reach us. I'd love to have you back on, Marcella.
I think we have so much
more great information we can get from you and share it to our listeners.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.